If you've been keeping up with the happenings in the Christian world over the last several years, you may know that many well-known Christians have publicly walked away from their faith. What in the world is going on? There have been a string of fairly well-known Christians walking away from their faith in the last few years. The list includes Marty Sampson, songwriter for Hillsong United, Joshua Harris, pastor and author of books like I Kiss Dating Goodbye, John Steingard from the band Hawk Nelson, Kevin Max from the band DC Talk, and a few other pastors and church leaders. I'll tell you flat out, these really, really bothered me when they first happened. Now, it's not like they don't bother me now or I'm somehow now okay with these somewhat prominent church leaders walking away from their faith. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I am saying that after the initial shock and media hype of these stories, we got a little bit more perspective about what's going on. And here are some things that I think you need to know about these stories. First, the sky is not falling. Though the media, both news sites and social media, hyped these stories when they happened, they had to be hyped so that they could get traction. The reason stories about these somewhat prominent Christians leaving their faith are being pushed is because they are truly few and far between. Second, the more time goes by, the more details we get on each of their stories. The initial impression that we get from each of their announcements makes it seem like they went on a journey to seek the truth. And after unbiased research and logical reasoning, they came to the conclusion that historical Christianity and the Bible are false. But that's not true. As more details emerge, the underlying cause of their loss of faith becomes apparent. They prefer sin over the life God is calling them to live. You see, one can't boldly embrace sin and believe that there is a God who will hold them accountable one day. So, they have to make a choice. Either abandon the sin that they love or abandon the faith they profess. All the people I mentioned earlier openly say that they reject as sin many of the things that Scripture clearly calls sin. They'd rather have favor with culture than with God. Some of them had major moral failings in their life, like Joshua Harris and a few other pastors. I'll link a couple of stories in the description below if you want to read more. In short, it wasn't intellectual reasoning that made them hang up their faith. It was sin. They just needed a better sounding excuse. So they found a way to wrap up their true motive. Third, and this is going to sound a bit like a contradiction to my first point, but it's not. There is a movement out there that's encouraging this behavior. Some call it the ex-evangelical movement. Some call it the deconstruction movement. Some call it progressive Christianity. The Bible actually calls it something very specific, but we'll talk about that later. Alyssa Childers, former member of the Christian band Zoe Girl, wrote an excellent book on this movement, how she was sucked into it, and what we need to do about it. Hey, 5 out of 5 stars, I highly recommend this book. Be sure and check it out. In her book, she describes how her pastor at a church in Nashville invited her to a private Bible study for the purpose of making her doubt and ultimately deconstruct her faith. Her pastor, not a stereotypical atheist or a Redditor with a neck beard, her pastor. She mentioned how he specifically targeted higher profile believers like her. I mean, after all, they're in the music capital of Nashville, after all, to join his Bible study. There is a movement afoot to undermine the Christian faith, and it's targeting those who would cause the most people to stumble. Look, we should not be surprised by this. We were plainly told by Jesus this would happen. Jesus said this of the last days, "Many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere and the love of many will grow cold." Paul echoes the same thing to the church at Thessalonica. He said, "Let us clarify some of the things about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God. This lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way." In verse 3, the Greek word used there is where we get our English word apostasy. Some translations do use the word apostasy, some use falling away, and some use rebellion. It all means the same thing. In the last days, there will be a large movement of professing Christians who forsake their faith. While there have been apostates from the very beginning, like other signs of the last days, the rate of apostasy will increase in the way birth pains increase as the moment of birth draws near. So when you see news stories of higher profile Christians, or even people you personally know, walking away from their faith, yes, be heartbroken. Yes, seek to restore them. Yes, pray for them. But don't be surprised. both Jesus and Paul warned us. Today, apostasy goes by many different names. Evangelical, okay, taking X and adding it to evangelical. Deconstruction, taking your faith and tearing it down. Or progressive Christianity, moving beyond or progressing beyond historical Orthodox Christian beliefs. All of these names are modern sugarcoatings for the same lie that Satan has been telling since the very beginning. What are the first four words recorded in the Bible from Satan? They're this: did God really say? That's the original lie. That's the seed of doubt. Did God really say? That's the question at the core of all of this, whether you call it evangelical or deconstruction or progressive Christianity. It's this: did God really say? I pray for these guys, for Marty Sampson, for Joshua Harris, for John Steingard, for Kevin Max, for all the others. I pray they come home. I pray for so many that I know who have discarded everything that they held true. I know some who have come home. I know some who are starting to walk this way. And I know many that are still enjoying the prodigal lifestyle. Come home. We miss you and we want you back. For those of us who are holding strong to our faith, I want to give two warnings. First, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. You need to have deep roots and a strong foundation in God's word. There's so much more that can be said here, but know this: we must stand firm. Second, we must guard ourselves from false teachers. Jesus warned us, beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Again, not to pile on Joshua Harris, but the article linked below details how he preached and wrote one way, but operated his life very differently. A second article linked below describes how an apostate pastor was also living a double life of adultery. Look, test your leaders. Not in a fault-finding and nitpicking way, but look at their life and examine their fruit. Be like the Bereans in Acts 17 that compared what they heard Paul say with the scripture to make sure it matched up. Before we end, I do want to plug Alyssa Childers' book, Another Gospel, one more time. It's a great book that looks at the deconstruction movement, her story of coming back to a place where she held scripture as true and authoritative, and what you and I need to do. I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it? I know it sounds like something small, but it really makes a big difference. Go ahead and give it a like. And if you have not subscribed, be sure to do so so that you can catch our next video. And a special thanks for LifeWord for sponsoring. Check them out at lifeword.org. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.